to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Today we meet Justin, a young boy whose dad has a very important job. As a matter of fact, Justin's dad may be the reason you're wearing that new sweater that you like, or are enjoying the book you got for your birthday, the one with the airplanes in it. He may be why you will enjoy supper tonight. Listen and see what I mean. My dad is a truck driver. Yep, he drives the big rigs from one end of this country to the other, delivering products that people buy, parts for making cars, and lots of food for hungry shoppers at grocery stores. He's a very busy man. Sometimes I get worried about him, especially when a storm blows across the highways he's driving on. He tells me that handling a big rig in a roaring wind or driving through a blizzard isn't exactly easy. But I know if things get bad enough, my dad will find a nearby truck stop and wait things out. He calls me on the phone and says, "Hey, Justin, I'm stopped in Nebraska waiting for the weather to clear, so don't worry about me, okay?" I say, "Okay," but I still worry until I see him parking his cab at the end of our long driveway, and I know he's home safe and sound. Mother worries too, but that's what you do when you have a truck driver in the family. I once asked Dad how he knows which roads to take when he goes on a long journey. He showed me a little device in his cab called a GPS, and that helps him find his way to where he needs to go, and then helps him come home again. It uses satellites, and I was very impressed. It reminds me of what my dad says about Jesus. "He will help you find your way in life," Dad told me, turning the pages of our family Bible. "This book, this Bible, is like a GPS for people. Can't get lost because Jesus knows where you are and where you need to go, even when storms blow." Oh, that's good news, wouldn't you say? With Jesus, we can always find our way home, just like my dad. That's right, Justin. But how exactly does Jesus do that? Let's say you've done something you shouldn't. "Oh, I've done something bad," you say to yourself. "I've disappointed God. He can't possibly love me anymore. He can't save me." Sin has this nasty habit of making you think that you're lost. "God's forgotten all about me," you say. "He's too busy taking care of good people. He probably doesn't even know where I am. Yep, I'm lost. I'm lost." Well, relax. You're not lost. God hasn't forgotten you. He knows exactly where you are and is waiting to help. How? If you sit quietly and listen, he'll tell you. No, not in words, but in thoughts and ideas. "I need to apologize to the person I wronged," you may suddenly think. "I need to say I'm sorry. I need to ask Jesus for forgiveness. I need to try harder to be a kind, loving person." If you do that and think those thoughts, I believe that's God's way of saying to you and me, "Welcome home." Remember this hopeful Bible text. God is our God forever and ever. He will guide us from now on. Psalm 48:14.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!